Greetings and welcome to Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. This is a weekly podcast of Sunday homilies and theological reflections given by the staff of the Catholic community and their guests. Today's speaker is Father Xavier Lavaghetto, OP, pastor and director of the Catholic community. It is the 23rd Sunday in Ordinary Time, and the readings are from Cycle B.
Your heart has to go out to this man in the gospel. He had been shut out. In many ways, shut out. Shut out certainly by that hearing impairment, that speech impediment. He was also shut out because he was a Gentile. It was the region of the Decapolis. He was shut out, it seemed, even from God himself, for they thought that, hey, if someone suffered this kind of an affliction, well, somebody must have sinned, either him or his parents, or it was God's doing. You'd think we would have gotten better. When people have tragedies now, I still hear people tell me, what did I do to deserve this? You know, we shy away from such people at times, too. We don't know how to handle it, what to say, what to do. And in that reticence, they can perceive it at times as a kind of rejection. And sadder yet, when they begin to absorb it into themselves, the dismissed becomes the self-dismissing. Truly, this man was shut out. This man needs more than simply a miracle. He needs to be touched. Overwhelmingly touched. He needs more than a physical healing. And so Jesus breaks through that silence and deafness that is more than loss of speech or hearing. Jesus ends the deafening silence of rejection and judgment and indifference. You know, sometimes we need to be touched. Touched with acceptance, grace, and love. And so what does God do? God cares so much that he becomes literally human touch for us. He becomes flesh. He becomes touchable and touching. So they brought him to Jesus. And the text says they begged him to lay his hands on him. They wanted Jesus to touch him. And Jesus, of course, more than obliges. He takes the man by the hand, right? And he makes that man his full attention. In Hebrew, there's kind of a little phrase. Lesim lev. It means to put your heart. If you're really present, you put your heart on that other person. That's what Jesus does. He puts his heart on him. Isn't that what we want from Jesus? For him to put his heart onto us. And so Jesus cradles the man's head in his hands. And then he invades his ears with his fingers. He puts spit on his finger and invades his mouth, touches his tongue. Jesus certainly isn't squeamish about touching. He looks up to heaven, and with a groan, he says a groan from the deepest core of his being, he says, be opened. Jesus infleshes his love for that man. You know, disembodied love is no love at all. Love never sinks into our hearts unless it is through our senses until it finally becomes a kind of touch. What we owe our spouses, our children, our friends. Think about it in this way. Think of Jesus' first Mass, the Last Supper. Now, there was a sensual experience, rich with wine and food, the best food on Passover, blessings, prayers, songs, and yes, even dance. And of course, it was done in the Greek fashion, on sofas. Laughters and tears and a surprise, Jesus did what no Jew could be commanded. He washes their feet. Touch, touch. All to break through. All to break through the silence at times that we erect against God. And one more surprise, he tells them to take, eat, drink his body and blood. Jesus touches us still. He still commands us, take, eat, this is my body. And this is no little host on the tongue kind of command. Lambanete means to really take, grasp, hold. Take, drink, this is my blood. He commanded his disciples all to drink what was not customary, to drink from his cup, from his blood. Jesus is not tame in touching. He goes on in John's Gospel and says, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you will not have life within you. This is no nice little nibbling or dainty sipping here. The word eat actually in Greek means to gnaw. To gnaw. It's the gnawing that you do when you're starving and you want to be fed. It's that kind of eating. You know, there's a gnawing in our hearts and sometimes we don't really realize it and know it. Nor is Jesus very shy about showing affection. Remember I mentioned those sofas, right? They all were laying on one side. And when the beloved disciple was right next to him and he was talking to Jesus, he literally was talking and he could literally put his head on Jesus' chest and hear his heart beating. Jesus is face to face, heart to beating heart personal, if we allow, still. God didn't play it safe. He reached down. He reached down into our humanity to become our flesh. The ancient dictum of the church is Jesus' flesh is the instrument of our salvation. He's that connecting link, between our humanity and his divinity. But it's also our connecting link one to another. You together form one body of Christ. Will you see it? Will you reach it? As C.S. Lewis said, the person next to you is the holiest thing in the world next to the Eucharist. Jesus didn't play it safe. You just can't live for yourself and be like Jesus. If you are to be like Jesus, every person is your care. In the letter of James, you can't simply ignore human pain and tell the person, hey, be warm and well fed, and dismiss the person. They're your flesh too. The ancient church was more concerned with orthopraxis than orthodoxy. Sometimes people really think about orthodoxy as being the real point. No. Right belief does one no good if it does not become right living, right acting, right praxis. That feeds the hungry, gives drink to the thirsty, clothes the naked, tends the sick, and visit the imprisoned. So important is this kind of touching to Jesus that he makes it our final exam on the last day. You know, the separation of the sheep and the goats. Were you God's touch for one another? The early Christians were not remote. They knew that Jesus was in their touch. Will you let Jesus be your touch? So let me suggest to you that we should be intentional in our touching. There should be reverence in how you touch another human being, to shake another's hand and really mean it, to hug your spouse, your child, and really express that deeper love. To embrace a friend and to really feel it. And to give a helping hand without counting the cost. Who doesn't smile when they see lovers kiss, right? Who doesn't grin holding a newborn or being hugged by a little child? Who doesn't want to have their hands held when they breathe their last? Make your touch a holy language by your attentiveness, by your pouring yourself into it, by a real giving of self. Let Jesus be your touch.
This has been a presentation of Catholic Cardinal Reflections, the regular podcast of the Catholic community at Stanford University. Director Gary Glover, with music by Albert Tomaso and Shane Clarkson. For more information, please visit our website at catholic.stanford.edu or visit our offices on the third floor of Old Union. Till next time, God bless you.